Welcome everyone. I declare the special meeting of council will be held today, Thursday 27th of March, open. Firstly, many apologies.
So apologies from Nauru, Deputy CEO, and then obviously Councillor Dowling on leave of absence at present, and Councillor Bradford, who's unfortunately stuck in Perth with legal issues.
As Chris so attending, there's Councillor Cole, Councillor Sexton and Councillor Harris. Councillor Valentine is also attending via phone link up. Is someone like to confirm Councillor Dowling's attendance?
Yeah.
Councillor Cole.
Yeah. Councillor Cole.
Councillor Sexton.
Thank you.
Would someone like to move that standing orders be suspended for the duration of the meeting? Councillor Sexton, Councillor Kowal.
We're in busy.
Any disclosures of financial interest?
No, 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 no. Usually the special meetings.
Then we'll move to the first agenda item, which is the 24-25 budget review.
Okay, so the budget review, as you're aware, each year has a minimum of councils required to have a budget review done at least once a year, based on the figures between the end of December through to the 28th of February. We've worked through administration management, have worked through those as of the 28th of February, which is our most recent financial statements. And in the attachments, we've given you the full report of the review there. So there are a number of projected variations and amendments, comments about the variances that we've included. The end result of the budget review is that we actually now close at 30th of June with a small budget surplus of $15,491. If you like, if anyone's got any questions, I'll have you answer those, but if you like, I can go through the major variances identified, if that's okay.
Yeah, very good.
So if we start with operating revenue, so you're looking at page 7 in the review report. Operating revenue, the estimates for the charges for the standpipe, the water standpipe usage, originally in the budget were quite high. It certainly hasn't been that much use, which is a little bit surprising given the dry weather we've been experiencing. But yeah, at the moment, that's we've brought that down, recommend bringing that down by 55,000. That projected income was fairly overstated there. Grant subsidies and contributions, there is a reimbursement for an overspend on our local government grant scheme, our DFES grant from last year, to be claimed back. That's around the vicinity of $41,000 in that overspend. It remains to be seen how much of that will be approved, but we'll follow up with DFES to see how that works. Groovefest, in the figures, the income for ticket sales, merchandise sales, was overstated, so we were under the mark that was originally budgeted for. And also in the financials, as we mentioned, some of the figures are a bit over the place, so the sponsorship money had been included with our ticket sales income, so we've moved that out now, so that's a movement of $35,643 out of that figure. With our other revenue, we have $10,000 we're expecting to come back from rates recovery, additional to what was budgeted, and there will be roughly $30,000 on workers' compensation wages that we paid out that we will be able to claim back through our insurance, LGIS. That's also then offset by the actual costs of the fringe benefits tax and the workers' comp claims that we paid out, so they cancel each other out. In fact, materials and contracts, additional legal fees for the rates recoveries have been incurred. We are undergoing some major upgrades with our IT system. So there's some additional expenditure there. For instance, just the other week, Bruce's computer died, so we now have to replace that at a reasonably substantial cost. But there, we have a major server upgrade in the whole system that's been, it's rather long in the tooth, shall we say, and it needs to be upgraded. So, We've had additional expenditure on PPE for our fire brigades, protective clothing, town planning expenses. We've had a few more planning matters, development applications that have required that expert advice from our planner to come up. Spring Hill Dam maintenance, I think that was the pump replacement. And obviously Groove Fest there, the budget expenditure figure, or the figure that council was going to estimate that to cost, it was $61,441 higher than originally budgeted for. Further on, so depreciation is non-cash, that we don't really have a bearing on the bottom line. You'll see references to a number of line items about the loan for industrial land. As things stand, we had that in the budget for $100,000 to acquire that land. That we expect will not happen in this financial year. That will be held over to 25-26. I believe we've had a landowner who's interested in negotiating with us early next year for that. So that project will basically be carried over to next year. Okay, grant subsidies and contributions. We have money still to come back from the regional road group and additional claim, or sorry, progress claims for our Webelt secondary freight network that will come in. However, because we've been able to finish some of those jobs, we will end up having to give some of that Webelt secondary freight money back, I believe.
Yeah, as of finished $77,592.03 left in the pool. So
just a query to Chris and Bruce, the progress claims.
The progress claims is the last claim to claim, yeah, the last 20, I believe.
Yeah, so the way it works, you get a 40%, 40%, and then 20. Like progress, and then 20% yeah, once the job is complete. So yeah, it means we carry the last bit. Start to run short cash later in the financial year until we get those claims back in.
We've still got the regional road group, Strathbend Road to claim to the last 20, so that'll happen next week.
We can only claim those once the job is fully completed. Yeah. So, but Rod's coming in next week, I believe, to the workshop with that.
Yes.
One of the other ones there's in land buildings, the ILUs or our Asian accommodation units, there was a final retention payment under the contract of $38,822. That unfortunately was not included at the time of the budget adoption back in July, August. So that, obviously the building's now complete, the warranty period of 1 year went by, and all the works that they had to do for that retention claim were done. So we obviously couldn't hold off on paying those. So we need to factor that into our budget as well. So yeah, that was an amount that unfortunately was overlooked when the budget was put together. We have recommendations on a couple of other projects that won't happen this financial year because of various reasons, particularly the Kewbury Railway Reserve now master planning, the negotiations with ARC Infrastructure and PTO over access. The lease and use of that land is probably going to drag out. It is a recommendation, of course, we do not have to take those funds out, but we just felt it might be better to reflect that and it will be probably carried over in project in incurring those expenses in 25-26 financial year. Similarly, there's regional road, Strathbone road reconstruction, the QB East reconstruction, which I think is the line markings, their future years projects. So we will not be undertaking those. And see, I think the line marking will actually be done by Webelt Secondary Freight themselves.
At the end, once it's completed, at its finals,
Once again, the industrial land loan, we won't be obviously taking that loan out. The purchase will happen in the next financial year. So any costs relating to the low interest payments, debentures, etc., won't be included. So basically, where that gets us is, as I say, we had an opening deficit in the annual budget of $129,779. With these adjustments, we now bring the budget into surplus, minor surplus, $15,491. That's on page 10. It gives you all the proposed amendments and the amounts, the variances and the reasons there.
Okay, thanks, Chris. To council, are there any questions?
No, I think it's fortuitous that we've, it all fell into place, we managed to offset and counter-set, it's good, yeah. Fell on our feet.
Councillor Valentine, Scott, do you have anything to add?
No, I haven't anything to add. I didn't quite hear the last comment. I suppose it's where we sit, it's a matter of what's done is done. And the proposed carryover of amounts as suggested by Chris, I seem to make sense, and I'd be happy with that.
Seem to have lost you momentarily, Scott.
Yeah, are you there, Rob?
We are.
Yeah. No, like I say, I'm happy that the amendments or the carryovers proposed make sense, and yeah, happy with the $15,000 small surplus. There's a few things in there that it's a situation of what's done is done. And we're not going to be able to do much about it. But yeah, they're happy with the proposals, happy with the budget review.
And I suppose the thing is too, to remember is that there's nothing to stop us from going back and reviewing once again the budget as we progress closer to end of financial year. One of the big things that we did identify is that the public works overheads had been allocated incorrectly. There was probably over allocations in many places, so Martin went back and fixed a lot of those up for us so that they more better reflect the actual costs of each jobs, particularly on the roadworks, which is important. There's always that option to hold that over and correct that at the end of financial year, but we felt it was better to do it now to give us that more accurate financial position. And obviously the figure that we put in here is the closing surplus, may or may not, that's only a projection, it may or may not turn out to be that amount.
Yep.
That's how it's tracking at the moment.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. We're going to have a very busy April 9 months. So with that, would someone like to move the officer's recommendation that the council adopt the budget review for the financial year 2025 as conducted in accordance with regulations E3A, brackets 2, brackets 3, the local government regulations, financial management regulations of 1996.
Yeah. I'll move it. Councillor Cole.
Seconded by Councillor Sexton. All in favour?
Yes.
Yep. I'm in favour.
Recommendation is carried. So we'll move along to item 6.1.62, Statement of Financial Activity for February 2025.
So this is the February financials, monthly financial statements. Weren't quite ready because of Narelle's absence, unfortunately, but Martin's worked through this with me, so we've got them there for you now. Probably a lot of this the information contained here around the variances has just been explained in the budget review. But if anyone's got any questions, I'm happy to answer.
May I ask a question?
Please.
There's in the explanation of variances, they've all got listed there that they're timing variances. And I don't think that's quite correct. In the case of the standpipe revenue, it's either going to be a dry summer or it's not. They're going to be permanent differences to the budget. Waiting another month is not going to correct that timing difference. The Groove Fest is all done and dusted, so once again, that's going to be a permanent difference. And I think
one's in fees and charges, other revenue, and the other one's materials and contracts. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Get those fixed up.
Yeah, they should be permanent differences. I just just need to read the rest now.
So I'm looking through this list, Scott, I can see there's probably quite a few that we do need to change to permanent, so I'll get them fixed up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, even the first line breaks right off.
Yep.
That's a permanent difference, I'm getting that one back.
Yeah, absolutely.
As the clock turns over.
Do we see any liquidity issue between now and the end of June?
It's not a concern as yet, but obviously towards the end of the year, once you complete all your roadworks, the works that have just been done with the ceiling and stuff, we've had some very, very big invoices to pay. So cash flow-wise, there is a lot going out the door, and unfortunately, until we get those recoups back in, things start to run a little close. But we certainly have quite a lot of money still in the bank. It's just a matter of transferring that out into the muni account to pay our bills. Just making sure that our creditors, our agencies, pay us back in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm. Question, Bruce, how is our road building tracking?
We've removed all the trees and we've cleaned all the spoiler and some drainage, and we're starting to gravel in on Darcy Street. It's probably worth a drive to have a look. You see the new alignment's coming on well. We've still got Alton Street, there's a bit of drainage works there, curb, footpath. Once we get that, I think we're tracking all right, as long as the rain doesn't come too early.
Yeah.
If it's like last year, you probably don't want to hear it, but late May would be nice for us. We're tracking all right, Rob. Been a massive program again. So
you'll be flat out essentially right through.
Right through, mate. And I was saying to Chris, it's probably only going to be a month of actually getting back into, getting off of construction, getting back into maintenance. So,
The equipment holding up?
Yeah, not too bad.
Nothing kind of to be
broke. No majors.
Forward?
No, I don't think so. I think we're going to get rid of the UD truck in this year's program. This coming year's program, that's one of the major ones that needs to go. We've got to replace the brakes on the back of it very shortly. They've ordered them, but it's just a bit of maintenance. And the brake on the loader, we've got to rebuild that. We've got a quote for $4,000, but it's not huge. But touch wood, Steve, no. Everything's ticking along. We're a little bit short on staff at the moment. Mark's on leave, so we're still ticking along.
Just one for you, Chris. The town board, the agriculture board, where are we at with that?
So we've got the designer,
the drafting,
coming in to have a look on the 16th.
Yep, next council meeting. So the council meeting will start at 2 o'clock. He'll be here at 2 o'clock, walk through that hall and see exactly what everyone wants. And he can give you, I'll just walk him through and he'll have a. So 2 o'clock on the next council meeting next month.
And obviously we've got the floors and things that we have here as well. So we'll be able to collect some of that LRCIP money as well. Yep. We still haven't had anything back from them, but again, I did say that it will take a while.
It doesn't happen quick, unfortunately.
Is there any further discussion regarding status financial activity?
No.
Is someone like to move the officer's recommendation?
I guess I'll move that one.
Thank you.
Councillor Cole, we have Steve.
Yep. All in favour?
Yes.
Yep, I'm in favour.
Awesome. Is the recommendations carried? That's the case. Yeah. I declare the meeting closed. Thank you for your attendance. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Rob, for giving us the call.
No problem.
Thanks, Cody.